I'd like now to welcome John Doc Willoughby. He is the executive director of the America's Test Kitchen Cookbooks, and he will be discussing and signing the new book in the series. It's called The America's Test Kitchen Healthy Family Cookbook, tonight, October 7th at 5 o'clock at the Inn and Spa at Loretto, sponsored by Garcia Street Books. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's great to be here.
So what is America's Test Kitchen?
Well, America's Test Kitchen is an actual test kitchen in Brookline, Massachusetts, where the test cooks work for Cooks Illustrated Magazine, Cooks Country Magazine, and the America's Test Kitchen show, a TV show, as well as a series of books. So we have 40 full-time test cooks in the kitchen working on recipes for the various magazines and also for this series of books, of which the Healthy Family Cookbook is the latest one.
That must be nice work if you can get it, testing and creating recipes.
I think it is. There are some drawbacks to it because the way that they work in the test kitchen is they take a recipe, let's say mashed potatoes, and we tend to stick to sort of, you know, mainstream recipes, and they test it sometimes 60, 65 times looking for the perfect way to make mashed potatoes. So it can get somewhat repetitive, but it is a kind of discovery process, and if you love cooking, there's really nothing better than that. And so for this book, we took that same process and we added in making the recipes healthy. And what we mean by that is not like they're not like diet food, but we did make a whole book of over 800 recipes that if you ate exclusively from this book, you would be eating healthily, but you'd be eating foods that you like, not strange foods, not you wouldn't feel deprived, but your diet would be healthy if you ate just from this book.
You know, from what I've been reading and the Michael Pollan stuff and all of that, just if you make your own food at all, you're a step ahead of the rest of the country.
Absolutely. If you did a top 10 ways to eat more healthily, that would be number one. Because cooking at home, you simply have much more control over what you put in your food. And, you know, I love restaurants and restaurant foods, but one of the reasons they taste so good is because they use a ton of, you know, butter and cream and meat and all the things that aren't so healthy for you. So just cooking at home is a huge step in the right direction.
So the book seems to have as its underlying theme that we're all eating too much fat or are in danger of doing so. But then again, there's different kinds of fat. I've often felt that butter is more healthy than margarine because you know what you're getting, and margarine is a factory product full of Lord knows what.
Yeah, it's true. Butter is much better than margarine because margarine is full of trans fats, which is a very bad thing to be eating. So we use butter in the book because it has an amazing flavor. You love the butter flavor. We just try to use it only as a flavoring in the smallest amounts that you could use it and still, you know, have the flavor but not have as many calories. You know, if you just pay some attention to the kind of fat you're using, if you're using oil, for example, if you use olive oil, you know, it's got a great flavor. It's great in a vinaigrette or to drizzle on a soup. But for sort of everyday cooking, if you just use canola oil instead of olive oil, you're going to cut the fat and saturated fats in the oil by 50%. So there are a lot of little things like that that if you just know about them, they're not that hard to do, and they really do reduce the amount of fat and calories in your diet.
What is your take on organic and locally grown foods compared to factory farmed and produced foods, both in terms of health and in terms of taste?
Well, years ago at the old Cooks magazine, we did a blind testing of organic and non-organic vegetables, and the organic one every time. So they do taste better, and locally, local food is much better for the economy. There are a lot of reasons to eat it, in addition to the fact that it generally seems to taste better. Issues of price, you know, are still being resolved because for a lot of people, organic food is still more expensive than they can afford, and local food often isn't, but it's hard to come by in some places. But generally speaking, if you can put organic food and local food into your diet whenever possible, that's a good thing.
So how is this book different, and how are the recipes different from the previous books in the America's Test Kitchen series? Is it kind of like the same thing, just less fat, or is it different in other ways?
Well, we have three approaches to the recipe. Some of them are makeovers where we took a traditional comfort food, which are usually called comfort food because they have a lot of fat, and we redid them so that they still tasted great but had less fat and less calories. Then there's a whole category of other dishes in the book which are naturally healthy. So they're grains and whole grains and fruits and vegetables, and some that you might not have thought of. For example, a farro risotto, which is something that a lot of people might not have thought of, but it's super healthy, it's very easy, and you know, you're not going to feel deprived by eating it. So there are the ones that we've made over, and then there's a whole new group of foods that we're sort of introducing to our readers.
One thing that I've found with comfort foods is some of the things that used to be my comfort foods aren't anymore. For example, the cinnamon sugar frosted Pop-Tarts, which I used to just love. Now they make me feel queasy.
It's interesting. When you start eating a little bit less fat and a little bit less sugar in your diet, you go back to the things that you thought were so awesome, so great when you were a kid, and that you can't eat them. They have too much fat, too much sugar, too much grease, and they don't make you feel good. So as you sort of start working into this everyday diet of you know, less fat and somewhat less calories and sugar, you get used to it and you like it better. And so when you just don't want to go back to the unhealthy foods that you used to think were so great.
What are some of your own favorites from the new book?
Well, one of my favorites is, oddly enough, Santa Fe meatloaf, which is, I love it because it's a great meatloaf. It has about 50% less fat than a traditional one, and it also incorporates a lot of strong flavors, which is another really good thing to do when you're cutting out fat. It uses chipotles and chili peppers and bell peppers and corn and black beans. In this meatloaf, it makes it more interesting, it has a higher texture, and it also, you know, is much better for you, but it still tastes great. So that's one of my favorites. I also have to admit, I'm a big dessert person, so I really like a lot of the desserts because there's a light and fluffy chocolate mousse in there, for example, which I love because I love chocolate mousse, but it uses no whipped cream. It uses an Italian meringue, which is a sugar syrup whipped into egg whites, so you get that creaminess and that frothiness that you love in chocolate mousse, but it's got many less calories. So I'm a sucker for the sort of dessert makeovers.
One wonders, I mean, one has suspicions, or at least I have suspicions with the dessert makeovers, that they're not going to taste good, or that, I mean, fat really does make things taste better, by and large.
Fat is a great carrier of flavor. And so what we wanted to do, because the number one principle for this book was that the food has to taste great. Because if it doesn't taste good, it doesn't matter how healthy it is, because no one wants to eat it. So, you know, it's useless then. So what we did was we didn't remove all the fat from any of the desserts. We just left enough fat to carry the flavor, to bolster the flavor, and we found other ways in many of the desserts of giving that sort of creamy mouthfeel that you usually get from fats, from lower-fat products. But we did use some, you know, lower-fat products, but we found that you couldn't go all the way. For example, we could never use low-fat cheddar cheese. We could use medium-fat cheddar cheese, but the low-fat just didn't taste good. So a tremendous amount of work on the part of the test cooks went into figuring out just what was the point to stop in reducing the fat so it still really tasted good. Because I agree with you. When I hear low-fat desserts, I think, nah, not interested. But these really work.
Now, you don't make us eat carob, do you?
Yes, there's a carrot puree in there, which is a Moroccan carrot puree, which is very delicious. Came from a restaurant.
Excellent. John, also known as Doc Willoughby, is the executive editor of the America's Test Kitchen Cookbook, and he will be talking about the new book in the series, the America's Test Kitchen Healthy Family Cookbook, which is a very easy-to-use cookbook the way it's set up, and it's kind of a binder, so you can move pages around. And that's tonight at 5 o'clock at the Inn and Spa at Loretto, sponsored by Garcia Street Books. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It was fun.